Deacon Blue and Real Gone Kid here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 11th of April, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm all right, yeah. Oh, someone, wait a minute. What? Oh, jeez. Oh, no, there it is.
I thought someone
deleted the WhatsApp off the computer on me here. Oh, it is gone.
Well, can you not find it?
Ah, Jim, I don't know. I want to talk to the people, Jim.
Right.
I'll get it sorted somehow.
I'll tell you what's going on.
Ah, that's terrible.
We've cheered up Greg.
And I got it. I saw it. Thank you very much.
We've cheered up Greg in Ballinasloe. Oh. He wasn't feeling good earlier on.
Sorry about that, Greg.
He says, been up with a little sick man. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's a child.
I'm going to say that, yeah.
Yeah. It's 2 o'clock. And he was looking for a bit of an ear melter, but he said Real Gone Kid will do nicely.
Yeah, Real Gone Kid. Real Gone Kid.
Yeah.
Real Gone Kid. Like song
have we started the show a bit early for you?
I think
DJ?
We might have started a bit early.
Should
for
we wait for a while?
Yeah, there was a certain game kept me awake a little bit later than normal last night. So yeah, it's a bit early. Thanks
actually, speaking of being a bit early, Greg sent in his original text at like 4:45 in the morning. What time do you think we start, Greg?
Oh, did he really?
Seriously?
He did as well.
Yeah.
My jeepers!
Come in. The show starts at 6.
I think Greg may be referring to himself when he says a little sick man since 2 o'clock in the morning. He's
Maybe.
Had to keep himself company for a long time. Get well soon, Greg, you little wonder star, you.
Oh, be grand. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Who else?
We're all little sick men this morning, let's be honest. If you're a United fan this morning, we're little sick men.
Yeah, it was a poor game as well.
It was a load of fart. it was just disappointing, let's say.
Right.
Put it mildly. I'm a little sick man. I'll put it that way. That's about as good. Thank you, Greg, for giving me the phrase I needed for the day.
Little sick man. Look at this, English Ian. Morning, lads. Big day today. I'm exchanging my English driving licence for an Irish one.
Ah, go on. Look at him. That's the Brexit tears now.
Oh, I tell
causing
you.
All that nonsense, isn't it?
I feel a verse of Come Out Your Black and Tans going on. Yeah, let's
come out your black and tans. Are you licensed to drive vans? Cause it's Brexit, don't you know? It's nearly over.
Yeah. I saw actually the way we flick back sometimes on the Boylan texts.
Yeah,
somebody was sending them in jokes last night.
Oh right,
and
yeah.
There was one that apparently OXO are bringing out a new stock cube for Brexit.
Oh really?
It's called Laughing Stock. It's not bad actually.
Oh, there you go. Now we need a new song.
English Ian is becoming more and more Irish.
Yes,
fantastic.
So he is, yeah.
That's
fair
the way.
You. Good man, English Ian.
That's the way, English Ian.
Even though he's waited this long. He's been here quite a while. It's obviously just the old Brexit stuff he's decided to do.
Now,
that
all you have to do now, English Ian, is go get yourself a copy of In the Name of the Father with Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
That'll have you wanting to join all sorts of weird organisations.
And sit there and eat it and watch us while eating nothing but Clonakilty black pudding for the day.
You're
and cheese and onion crisps.
Yeah, you're allowed a bit of black, a bit of bacon and cabbage as well.
And that's it, yeah.
But other than that, then, that's your diet going forward. But anyway, listen, best of luck with that. 087-188-0008. Loads of other people checking in. Nipper checking in this morning. Living the dream, good man. JP,
go on,
as always. In Lusk. Who's that? Trish, that is, in Lusk, saying hello. English Lee, I think that is. Hang on a second. I think he's
where's he gone?
He's probably going to be abusive. English Lee, we're not even speaking to him anymore.
Tell
you what you
want
to do, English Lee. You want to follow the lead of English Ian.
Yeah.
Who soon will be just Ian.
He will be, yeah, because he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
You need to pack your van and go the other way, smart pants.
Kanye West with Estelle, an American boy here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just 16 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps and what's nots. And 087-188-0008 as always if you want to give us a shout. But we're going to do the birthdays today, right? We've only 3 to get through, PJ, so you're going to have to nail all 3.
Oh, God, right, that's not...
At least they're the only 3 that I can sort of, you know, get a bit of reference for you.
Oh, no.
I should have kind of... hang a second, let's see. Let me just do another quick scan, see if there's...
Now, look. Oh, it's last second desperation. We're in out of time already, look.
I'll tell you what, right, I'll give you the ones that I have, and then I'll do the scan.
Yeah, you got it.
And see, just, to, you know, depending on how we're going, what your needs are.
What my needs are.
At any given time.
Oh, my God, well, I'll need 10.
Right. Well, then, if that's the case, we could struggle. Anyway, first up, it's this bloke's birthday.
This is a hard job, and I'm not just saying this to win favour with lorry drivers. It's a hard job. Change gear, change gear, change gear, check your mirrors, murder a prostitute, change gear, murder. Check your... That's a lot of effort in a day.
One of the many controversial things that Jeremy Clarkson has said in his time.
He got into trouble for that one, I remember. Oh, I remember there was a lot of controversy and scandal over that one.
Big
stuff. Yeah, they had him on that though. I remember, like, whatever it was like, how dare you, and the whole lot. Yeah. Of course,
and apart from anything else, it was so insensitive because it was shortly after the Ipswich.
That was the problem. Happened.
The murders had happened.
Yeah, the murders of the prostitute.
Like, so it was really kind of.
Yeah, and he was just like, ha ha ha. What's wrong? It's only a joke. It's about people that are less than me. I can't see what the problem is.
Yeah, there's loads of them, though. There was the one where he was...
loads of them.
He was doing he was choosing between two cars. And he was basically... His point was the cars were, you know, they were so good, so similar. It was impossible to choose between them. So he did the eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing.
He didn't say the word, though.
He did.
He did not.
He did. Now, he had to apologise on Twitter because he said he deliberately mumbled it. He went, or whatever. Yeah. But it was audible.
What if they've changed that? What if they changed that to and catch you something?
A teacher by the tongue.
Is that what it is? Catch a teacher by the tongue?
Oh, I don't know what they've changed it to.
I suppose that's not... It's no less ridiculous.
Surely nobody uses it anymore.
No, it's the guy that shows you how much trouble you can get in that even...
A child's thing.
That even was talking about someone else saying it.
Yeah.
Is sketchy enough.
Exactly.
We're here going...
We're on eggshells.
You're looking at me now going, Jesus, God, if you shut your...
There's not enough paper.
Would you just move on? For the love of God. Yeah, and then, of course, don't forget the time he proposed the idea to drive a British Army tank over O'Connell Bridge.
He did not.
He did. You don't remember that?
Oh, my God.
All the scandal over that, yeah. And then he didn't really understand what the controversy would be about. It's like, well, the last time I went over the bridge, something pretty significant happened.
Yeah.
You know.
And he punched Piers Morgan. Mind you, that's probably one of the only good things he's
ever
done.
I think that's why he's still in a job.
Yeah.
It's pretty, what's his most redeeming thing?
And then,
thing?
Of course, the one that tipped him over the edge, ultimately, the Irish got him in the end, you know.
They did, yeah. He punched a man because he didn't want sandwiches in the middle of the night. God, yeah. Unbelievable. But still, he is kind. As much as he's an ignoramus, he's quite funny.
Yeah.
He is.
No, I know. It's a horrible thing to admit, but... I kind of like him.
Yeah, he's kind of funny.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even he's like Piers Morgan with a sense of humour.
Exactly.
Like, he's a jackass, but he's a very funny jackass.
And a really bad sense of dress.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He he's never not dressed that he shouldn't have a shotgun under his arm going around the moors.
Absolutely, yeah. He's always telling people to get off his land.
But at the same time, you could put him in British Army uniform and you totally believe him. They're going, what's the problem? Why don't you just shoot the pedis and then we'll move to India and get rid of those ruffians while we're at it? You know that? He's definitely got all that imperialist nonsense.
I haven't seen a single episode of the new thing.
I saw some of the four series. It's all right. It's not the same.
Because he has to big it up, but he's bigging it up, especially there's a current special or something they've done.
They've done, and he says it's the best thing they've ever done.
And all that, yeah. Anyway,
That's what happens when you have to try and get people to watch Amazon Prime.
Is the racist bigot?
Oh, he's 59.
Yes, he is!
Oh, I know me lunatics. Oh, there you go, well done.
Look at this, I tell you. There might be only three, but maybe three is all you need.
That might be it. Let's do
59,
it.
59, because the next one is right up your street, because he's a GAA legend, despite the fact that, to the best of my knowledge, he's never actually stood in the pitch. But anyway, Michael Lister.
Yeah, Michael Lister, who, of course,
GAA presenter extraordinaire.
Presenter of the Sunday game since last year.
Since
I
television
suppose.
Began.
What a legend he is. Talk about a man who knows his stuff.
And I assume back in the day he did other programs. He hasn't just always done the Sunday game, has he?
I don't. There you go. There's a good question.
Has he ever done another?
I haven't got a rashers. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know, like, he's been there for so long that it was.
That'd be an amazing career if literally you could work one day a week
on a
sport you loved.
I love the way you think. Our assumption amazing. That he's working one day a week.
Naturally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But
I don't want to admit that he probably had to do a load of work during the week.
Yeah, but then again, the games only happen on one day, you know.
Yeah.
I suppose it is. The games happen the same day, you have to review them. You're right, Jim. Michael Lister, you got away with murder over the years. And then, of course, he got the old Dickie Hart, so we were lucky we didn't lose him last year.
Oh, yeah.
He got a right old belt, apparently, you know what I mean? But it wasn't like...
He's quite a big man, isn't he?
He sort of looks
a big man. I've never met him in person.
I hope he lives for a very long time, right?
Yeah.
But I hope that when he is going on, when he's gone to the other side,
right,
that they do put him in to a huge coffin. There's the one that's too big, right? Just to make, just for the crack of it,
right?
Like an 11-footer, right?
Yeah.
And then when he's going down, it's ba 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 ba. Ba, ba. You'd have to, wouldn't you? And
did
the
you,
L tunnel.
Did you say you want? Is that the one you want?
No. Oh yeah, well that is the one.
What's
I want.
The one you want?
No, that is the one I want. I remember for years I wanted Match of the Day because it was ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I changed it to Sunday game. Yeah, that's what I loved that.
The Sunday
but,
game.
But in fairness, I don't deserve it. Whereas Michael Esther deserves it. So I'm gonna say he's like 64. Oh
my god, I
missed it.
I feel like since he's a GAA legend, I should really give you a point for that.
Hawkeye, go to Hawkeye.
I know, yeah. He's 65.
So close and yet so far.
That would have set us up lovely, that would have.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
I'm sick now.
Yeah. And then the last one is a sporting one. I'm going to have a scan to see if there's any more I can give you. But the last one I have for you for sure is Dele Alli.
Dele Alli.
Current Spurs footballer with the funny... What is that symbol
meant to
be? His
skull celebration. Well, he's got loads. He's got a few of them now.
Right.
He's got the one where he does the... He makes the goggles... And with the two hands in the really weird way. And then if you can copy it, it's a mad hard thing to do. And then look at Jim's looking at his hand.
I'm trying to remember it because I did it before.
And then when everyone sussed how to do that one, he did a thing where you can make a pair of glasses of his eye with one hand. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh, have you not seen that one? He does something like this. And it's like that. Except I can't. Oh, look at me on the radio. It's like that, yeah. That was his next one. So he made with one hand, he can make a pair of glasses, his fingers shaped into the pair of glasses. It's kind of amazing. And in fairness to him, right? Not the best player in the world. A fantastic player.
Not
the best player in the world, but probably the most creative goal celebrations you've ever seen in your life, right?
Yeah. Well, when you're one step up from origami.
Yeah.
Most lads just do a bit of a dance.
When you can fold,
He does some sort of weird body shaping kind of calisthenics.
It's amazing. When you can fold your hand into the shape of like... a person.
Yeah.
It's kind of an amazing thing.
He must have been great at shadow puppets.
He doesn't even need shadows. That's what's so mad about it. You and me would need a shadow to do the dog. He can actually shape his hand into a dog in front of your eyes. It's amazing.
It's an extraordinary thing to have because you'd assume he's put a bit of work into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Into finding out he could do it.
Yeah, yeah. And then practicing it so that he can do it in a second.
Exactly.
And just stick with his hands up to his face and the thing. He had everybody trying it. The Dele Alli. It's called the Dele Alli.
Right.
If you can do that, where you put three fingers up over your brow and look through your hand.
Oh, that, yeah.
And at the same time, it's folded. So it's really hard to explain. Flat. So you have to be, you're looking through your fingers, but not...
Yeah. I'd have to see him do it on YouTube again.
Yeah.
Because I did get it before.
Yeah, but your thumb
now
was
I can't
on
even remember
top.
It.
Now I can't remember it myself. It's a mad looking thing.
Yeah.
Look at you. I love that. We're both of us are here just looking at our fingers.
I'll tell you something. It's like watching a pair of monkeys.
It's like watching.
It's like you threw a Rubik's Cube into a monkey enclosure.
Yeah, covered in peanut butter.
We're literally at to just... Anyway, let's not talk about it. Right, so how old is Dele Alli?
34.
He's only 23.
Oh, what am I talking about?
He's only 23.
What am I talking about?
Listen, go back to trying to make funny shapes with your hands there, will you?
I don't look at... Well,
have you look? What's this? It's a deer, is it?
What's that, Jim?
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks for being in, Tara. 6:32. How are you feeling this morning? You okay?
Bit grumpy.
I was just going to say, do you need a holiday or something? Or?
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah,
she just ran out of the stuff she robbed from the breakfast buffet last night, so she's a bit cranky this morning. I had to go back to the normal stuff.
Yeah, no, my day began with an argument with a roll of cling film again. This happens regularly, and it's just not. It always goes downhill from there.
Yeah, no, it's the cling film. At least it's not what it could used to be. Remember years ago, you got cling film, and you'd actually need a degree in mathematics to open the stuff.
Well, yeah, I think you still do.
Finding the start bit was always the problem, wasn't it?
No, well, when it slipped off, you know the bit you cut it off? The metal bit. Yeah, well, it slipped off that this morning and then couldn't be found. It managed to rewind itself at an angle around the rest of the roll.
Oh, it's a pox.
That's worse than a Rubik's Cube.
It is worse than a Rubik's Cube, especially at 5 o'clock in the morning when you're trying to get out the door to go to work.
Yeah.
So, all downhill from there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
I do. Maybe I need to put the holiday.
Just go back to the old days of wrapping them in newspaper?
Or the old tinfoil sandwiches.
Well, seemingly, a lot of schools in the country are banning plastics, and this is something that parents are going to have to do. They're going to have to go back to like old sandwich bags and brown paper and things like that, because plastics just ain't going
to
be allowed.
Remember, you'd always be able to tell, like, brown paper bags, they always had stains on them.
They were reused.
The butter would always seep out or something.
But did your
or
my,
somebody's jam.
My mom always used to reuse them. Recycling of a day, I suppose.
Yeah.
She grew up in the war in Cardiff, so everything was reused in our house. So you'd have like the same sandwich bag for 6 months.
Brilliant.
Until eventually, you know, soggy tomato made the end of it break off.
Where's your sandwich bag? I ripped it. You ripped it! You ripped a brown bag.
I'd say
be ashamed of yourself.
I'd say the flavour infusions in sandwiches must have been amazing.
Yeah, the good thing is, if you didn't have lunch, you could just hold a bag over your mouth and breathe in and out.
Peanut butter, jam and tomato.
Food of champions. Yeah, there she goes, the Laz. Here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 19 minutes to 7. Bit of tub thumping from Chumbawamba. Haven't heard that in an age.
Such a great song, isn't it?
Yeah, your get up and go song this morning.
Tis the business, so
here
it is.
Here at Classic Hits. A couple of quick ones.
Couple of ticks we want to say hello to this morning.
I have nowhere to go now because what am I going to say? Right, let's rewind. Anyway, almost 19 minutes to 7 o'clock. Oh, look, on the text. Anyway, Malachy in Galway has been on saying, morning, gents. Don't forget, Tweety Bird is 6 years young today.
What?
I don't really get that.
I don't get that at all. What does that mean?
I don't know.
6 years? I don't know what that means.
What's the significance of Tweety Bird?
I don't know. I haven't got a clue. I honestly haven't got a rash or what that's...
Is that a nickname for something? Am I missing something here?
I don't know.
Malachy, you'll have to... You might have to explain that one to us.
Yeah, sorry about that.
In the meantime, though, Eddie and Glass Devon's been on to say, morning, lads, will you do a big shout-out to my daughter, Sophia, who's off to Euro Disney today.
Woohoo! Euro Disney.
Fantastic.
Oh, it was a great...
I've been to Disneyland Paris.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Who were you there with your...
Kids.
Which are kids when they were kids.
Didn't go on a stag or anything.
Yeah, no, well, Jim's at the age now where a couple of his sons have had hip replacements. But when he went there, Mickey Mouse was still in black and white. There was just none of them said it. It was just piano music.
There was only one ride. It was the teacups.
That's
what it was. And there was no teacups. You had to just stand. It was actually a roundabout they'd stolen.
Yeah, the shop was just the guy going, roll up, the miracle elixir. Cures all your ailments.
Yeah, rub it into your joints.
You won't believe it. Cures bad walks and funny talks.
Anyway, Sophia, you'll have a fantastic time. So enjoy yourself.
Yeah, enjoy it. Have a great one.
Also,
and send some colour pictures to Jim. Let him see how it's changed.
Also, Mick in the truck is on to say, lads, Michael Lester used to drive a rally car back in the day.
Wow.
We were wondering what he did before he did the Sunday game. Or has he always done the Sunday game?
I didn't know he was a rally man. That's amazing. Yeah, rallying, that's another breed of person does that. You ever see the rallying on the, like, those roads?
You mean as in a brave soul?
Yeah, to be honest, just driving to a gig up around some of those roads was bad enough. Never mind racing up them as fast as you can with some lad just shouting directions in your ear.
That's the part that I found extraordinary. It's like, it's, you know, all this whole thing about, you know, 37, slow, right.
Yeah.
Like, and you're,
one right, one right, slowing, fast now, five left. You're like, just, keep going.
It's been, I mean... Well, like, is the idea that you could, those instructions, even if your eyes were closed, you could do it?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't understand the whole rallying thing. I think it's amazing, though.
It is amazing. I know a lad who's a mechanic for that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and, so he's busy.
But, like, the technology.
The only mechanic who gets trees removed from the front.
You know, you can, I was going to say diagnose. That'll show you how much of a car person I am. But you know, you can do that whole analysis thing totally remotely, like from a different country.
That's just... I can't get my head around that.
It's amazing stuff.
Your car, the car actually rings the mechanic now.
That's pretty much, yeah.
I've got a dicky back and my chassis a bit on the wonky side. You know what I mean? What you reckon? What should I do for it? Yeah. He's like a physiotherapist. He's like a long distance physiotherapist for a racing car. It's amazing.
It is genuinely. It is. It's extraordinary. Anyway, 087-188-0008 as always if you want to give us a shout, and as always, of course, there's a couple of bits and pieces you'll want to be a part of because Caribbean Queens is on the go. It's week number one. We've got next week to go, but only one qualifier a day. You see, that's the significant bit. It's not like a whole load of qualifiers every day. It's one qualifier a day. The top scorer of the day.
Yeah, goes into the draw.
Is the only person in the draw.
Because otherwise we just put everybody in the draw. Because it'll be too many. So yeah. We'll do our best for you today.
So that's on the way after seven. And of course, the hit bit, classichits.ie, if you want to check it out in advance, give yourself a couple of extra listens before you have a go at the hit bit. It's over 500 quid. Getting towards 550, is it?
I think it's 580 today, isn't it?
Oh my God,
getting towards 600. Yeah, 580 quid today, yeah.
Better again. That's on the way. And we had a good score yesterday in the breakfast table quiz, but still a beatable one. So we'll have another shot at that a bit later on as well. Yep. And whatever's going on for you, give us a shout. 087-188-0008. Have you found anything in particular on your menu for the morning?
Have I? What do
anything,
you mean?
You know, from the vast array of media.
Well, I'm looking at a picture of myself in the Star.
What?
Yeah, I'm in the Star there. I'm looking at a picture of myself sitting in the front.
For God's sake.
There you are, page 19 of the Star.
So is it safe to say we'll be doing a story on that during the course of the morning?
Well, no, but not safe to say. But I'll tell you. Let me tell you about it for the next 4 hours.
Right.
How would you like that?
That's
you should play a song and let me tell you about myself, Jim. You're going to love this. So I was born in Cork. It was 1975. And
Janet and Luther, the best things in life are free here at Classic Hits. It's 12 minutes past 7 on this Thursday, Friday's Eve. If you just joined us, welcome along, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us and waking up happy this morning. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp, as always, if you want to give us a shout. Lots on the way. Of course, we will give you a chance at winning with Caribbean Queens, and the hit bit still has to happen before 8 o'clock this morning, so that's all still to come. Also, something a bit special for you after 8 o'clock this morning. Something a bit unusual, a bit different for us. Well, anyway, we'll tell you more about that. In the meantime, the best things in life are free, PJ.
Yes, they are.
Particularly the stuff that you can pick up off other people because they just don't want it.
Ain't that the truth? You know what I mean? And I guess, it's mad. People, they get into hobbies, right? We all get into some sort of interests in our lives as time goes by. Sometimes it's a flash in the pan, a couple of years here and there. And other times, well, becomes a lifetime obsession. And maybe people don't fully appreciate it. So a man, right, he amassed this huge beer can collection. This is
why
his thing.
Why not?
And apparently he thinks they're worth about £25,000. And he spent 40 years curating the biggest collection of beer cans in the UK. And he's an avid collector, obviously, right? Nick West. He's over 9,000 unusual and rare tins. And he started collecting his prized possessions when he was 16 years old. And he thought, this would be great. The world needs to see this. I've spent, since I was 16, doing this. Actually, he's a couple of years underage to be doing this. collecting these things. And he thought, the world needs to see this collection. So he went public and he said, here you go. He's 59 now. He had to move the house twice to fit his collections in.
He moved house twice?
Yeah, he had to, because there were so many of them. You know, like, it's huge collection. And he's built an extension into his home that he has now to make space for all the cans. And he thought, after all this work, you know, I'm going to start showing people. 1975 it was, he started collecting. He thought, this is something the world needs to see. So he did. He went out and he's shown the world. And unfortunately, they've named him the dullest man in Britain. He's been now named the dullest man in Britain, having spent so much time.
But the other thing about it is, what'd you say, worth 25 grand?
That's what, yeah.
40 years of his life and it's only worth 25 grand.
Well, that's his estimation. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Like, so who the hell is going to want it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So they're different. Please tell me they're each different.
Unusual and rare, that's what he says. It's not like a whole load of Budweiser cans sitting in the shed.
I've got 25,000 Budweiser. I have 3,000 Guinness.
Yeah, not that.
So unusual and rare. Different.
Yeah, everyone is different. Everyone is something that isn't just, you know, available in your local Offo.
Right.
Offy or whatever, you know. So he's done that. Now, he was previously featured in the 2015 book entitled The Dullest Men of Great Britain. And alongside, there was 39 other men in that book, obviously.
Brilliant.
Deemed,
they're always men as well, aren't they?
They are.
It's always blokes. Yeah,
there is no book of the 40 dullest women in the world. It just isn't there.
Yeah.
It's just the 40 dullest men in the UK alone.
Yeah.
And they could make a book
out
of
it. Has to be a lad in his anorak going.
It does, yeah.
Oh, you know something? I have a very. Would you like to see my can collection? Sorry, a collection of what? Cans. Interesting cans.
But
from
you think
around
he'd
the
be
world.
You think he'd be messing? Going, yeah, I'll have some of them. You certainly won't. You know? You think he would be offering? You know, someone says, "Come back. Do you want to come back to my gaff? We've got a collection of cans."
Yeah,
he'd be like, you know what I mean? Yeah, okay, yeah, let's go back to yours. But no,
I assume all these cans are empty, by the way.
That I don't know the answer to. Because the thing is, it's so dull. I wasn't even arsed looking more into it.
You started to doze halfway through the story.
Mike gives us stories and you go, oh God, yeah, and you have a bit of a Google or you have a little bit of research around so you can get another point to talk about. And like that, I did think to myself, I wonder if they're open or I couldn't care less. So
he's the dullest man in Britain.
Dullest man in Britain. Beer can fan, he's donated most of them to a local museum now because he wants to buy a smaller house. His house has gone too big, he can't afford to keep it, so he's had to give some to a local museum. So there's a beer can museum. So if he wasn't the dullest person in the world, you can imagine the second hand can man who's decided they're interesting enough to invest in a museum down the road.
The bloke who turned around and went, that's interesting,
they should be in a museum, Nick. Do you think so? Yeah, so somebody else has taken them to curate them, which is mental as well.
Beer can museum.
Yeah, so now he's trimming
down. When you're on your holidays, what part of England's that in?
Oh, it doesn't even say. Yeah. People didn't even care to put that in. Isn't that terrible?
The journalist writing that story literally went, for God's sake.
Yeah, they got to the end and went, Jesus. Yeah. They actually stop using the second name halfway through the article. They do. They stop referring to him as Nick West and just Nick. Nick'll do. It'll be grand. And 9,300 cans before he made the heartfelt decision, it says, to cut them down to just a mere 1,500 to keep.
I just think
it'd
be fantastic that they're in a museum now. So, like, whatever, wherever in England that is, that's going to be listed on the sort of the must sees when you
go.
So, what do you do around here for entertainment? Well, if you haven't been to see the,
if you haven't been to West Bromley's Can Museum, You're really missing out.
You really haven't lived. Yeah.
A man called Nick something, nobody cares what his second name is, collected them for 40 years. Unbelievable. You have to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I went in there. Who knew there was a Heineken can with the E missing in it? It really has to be seen to be believed. So anyway,
it's prompted us to look for... I'm afraid so, yeah. I'm sorry, lads, but it is going to be the dullest man in Ireland. We need to know if there's anybody out there who has a weird collection of any sort that could even potentially rival a collection of beer cans.
I did know a fella that years ago, right?
Yeah.
And he did collect the king-size wrappers off chocolate bars. That was his thing. And he had a drawer.
Only the king-size?
Yeah, only the king-size. And it was a drawer, and they were stuffed. Like, stuffed. And I forgot all about it. For years, I never mentioned it, because it's not exactly, memorable. Until years later, they stopped them being king size and made them duo. And it ruined his life.
Human League, Don't You Want Me here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, 11th of April. It's almost 22 minutes past 7. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. By the way, a couple of texts in right after you just told that story about your friend.
Yeah, my friend, who shall remain nameless because I've been in trouble for saying things about him before. He actually pulled me up on stuff.
To be honest with you, a lot of people are wondering whether your friend who supposedly collected these king-size chocolate bar wrappers, Esperanza, if I'm pronouncing your name right, and Bill also came in, both of them had texts. Is PJ really talking about himself there?
No, I'm not. I'm genuinely not this time. Sure, when did I ever protect myself from an embarrassing story?
Correct.
You know what I mean? No, definitely not this time, but I know what you're on about.
He literally, it collect only king size.
That was his, it was a king
size wrapper.
I think he just,
that many in the world?
Well, no, like, they were all the same. This was the weirdness of it.
What do you mean they were all the same?
Like, he wasn't looking for special editions or, oh, I've got one Mars, one Snickers, one Bounty, whatever. They were all...
Like, you're saying, so there might have been three or four Snickers ones, three or four Mars ones?
No, they were all king-size Mars bar ones.
That's worse!
No, they were all the exact same. It was like there was a pattern, a uniformity to it. I think he obviously bought a few, right?
Right.
If you're listening, you know
individual.
Who you are.
Yeah.
If I'm allowed to say who it is, I've been in trouble for saying things
don't
about before.
Don't say who it is, for God's sake. I mean, because
you know who you are, right?
That's a shame.
Let me know if I can name and not publicly, not something that rhymes with that doesn't seem well. I think it all obviously started, he had a couple, right?
Right.
And threw them into a drawer and thought,
Why not just throw them out?
The bin's downstairs. He was young at the time.
Right, okay.
And he obviously thought, I'll throw them out whenever.
Yeah.
And then a couple of more went in. And then I suppose after a period of time, it decided, I wonder how many I've got. And started to lie them out. And then they all were, you know, and then there was a bit more. And they thought, jeez. And then you started opening them slightly more carefully. And then there was a load of them. And then it was like, well, I'm into something now. And
oh, my God.
Yeah. And that was, and it became a thing then. And then every so often,
specific,
you'd get one, and then the corner would be like a World Cup. And you go, oh, there's something. Put that one there. Or they might do something slightly different, you know. So that was it. And you got mad into it. And then when the duos came out, it ruined the whole thing. It ruined the uniformity of it. It destroyed it. It wasn't the king size anymore. It was too many ones. It ruined the whole point and idea of the whole thing.
Oh, that's incredible. By the way, our own Anne-Marie, you know,
but
Anne-Marie,
yeah, not exactly interesting to look at, because literally it's like, you know people
maybe
say,
that's a challenge.
You've seen one cathedral, you've seen them all. But they are cathedrals.
Yeah.
Like, these are literally all the exact
our
same.
Our own Anne-Marie here, you know Anne-Marie in accounts here?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Has questions. She sent in a thing saying, what's wrong with collecting beer cans? And she's actually sent in a photograph, and I don't know where the photograph is of. I'm not sure where it's of.
But right.
It's I mean, I'm assuming if this is a pub or something,
right,
or whatever, then, you know, then that would, you'd have some excuse.
Is it her fridge?
Look, it's got to be a pub.
Holy good, Jay, look at that. Oh my God. What's going on there?
So obviously, you know, Anne-Marie would find our friend Nick West in England a very interesting character with all of his beer cans from around the world.
Jay, look at that. And all the beer mats on the bottom.
Somebody else actually on the beer mats thing. Who's this? I don't know who is this that texts this in. Put your name on it, people, so we can give you a proper shout out. But it says, when we were students, we collected beer mats and stuck them all along the wall going up the stairs in our rented house.
Yeah, but that's decorative.
There was hundreds of them.
Yeah. Don't know why, but it seems a bit pointless now.
Yeah,
see,
but I
in a way,
get that.
Though, I get that. That's kind of a student-y thing to
exactly,
do.
Yeah.
And you're kind of decorating the house in a sense. Like, you know, you don't have to go out and buy wallpaper if you can just rob enough beer mats.
Yeah.
There's an
and it's a sort of a, it's a badge of honour, the amount of beer mats. Because
it
shows
is, when you're young and aged.
You're a student.
Look at how many I got through.
And that's basically
in the
where
4 years that I was studying history of Ireland.
That's what students do.
Yeah, it
yeah,
is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what your money is going for.
Yeah, it's the same. And then you go to bed with all, and try and work your way through the traffic cones at the top of the stairs.
Exactly.
That's just student lifestyle. It kind of makes...
But anyway, if we can find... We're looking for... I'm going to stop calling it the most boring man in Ireland because
yeah, nobody
will
fess
up to us. So we want to know an unusual collection. If you've got an unusual collection of something, anything, right, will you let us know? 087-188-0008. What are you sniggering
about? I just laughed. Dave just sent in a text there, and he's not a million miles away. Was the chocolate wrapper collection man not called just the unemptied bin in the bedroom man?
yeah, to be fair.
There's an element to that, except he took pride in it, you know? Yeah, so that's where it sort of falls down.
That's extraordinary. He's a proper contender, he is, after that.
I know, if anyone can be, I feel terrible saying it. If anyone can beat the most boring man who I personally know on a very personal level, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. 087-188-0008.
Hope to God he's in bed or I'm in even more trouble.
Raspberry Beret from Prince at 19 minutes to 8 o'clock here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We're on the lookout for Ireland's most boring, sorry, not boring, dullest. Isn't it? Dullest is the official...
I guess it's more or less the same sort of thing. Yeah. But yeah.
I mean, this sparked because a guy in England has been named as Britain's dullest man because of his collection of beer tins. He spent 40 years collecting these beer tins and has moved house twice to facilitate the collection. Now has apparently donated them to a local museum.
Yeah.
And as a result, he's been named...
very reluctantly.
He's been named as the dullest man in Britain. So, we're on the lookout for the Irish equivalent. And to be fair, we didn't have to look too far because literally within this studio, my learned friend and colleague here, PJ Gallagher, has a friend who collect... And this is bizarre. He literally collected king-size chocolate bar wrappers. But... only of one specific type of chocolate bar. Yeah,
now, can I say the person involved is actually not a dull person. Far from it.
No.
But, yes, a very bizarre collection. There's no doubt about it. A bizarre collection. There's no two ways about it.
Right.
And in fairness to him, he wasn't going to move house when the collection got big or anything.
No.
Not like our friend.
No, because...
our good friend over yonder.
Yeah, but he was scuppered. Because as you said, when they stopped making king size
and
started producing
duo. Yeah, of course, it ruined the whole thing.
It was ruined.
Right, yeah. It destroyed it. You're right.
Terrible. Anyway, so we're on the lookout to see if we can rival it. Trevor's been on to say, I collect the key cards from hotels. and pint glasses.
That's now that you're getting there. Considering the key cards of motels, they're literally just blank white pieces of plastic. you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Actually,
it might have the name of the hotel written on it.
And the pint glasses, Trevor. That's just stealing.
That's just theft. Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually theft.
Mind you, we've all done it. But yes, it's theft.
Crime.
Although I will imagine that is a human. That's an amazingly dull collection. Imagine it's like you're sitting there in someone's house and you're having dinner and.
There's a whole lot of random.
What's his name that collects the things?
Trevor.
And then his wife goes, Trevor. I mean, even Trevor sort of lends itself. Trevor, do you know what you should do? Get that photo album you have in the old James, these kind of photos, that you didn't put photos in. You know the one with all the key cards from your favourite hotels? And show us.
You know all the blank white ones?
Pass them around the table. You don't know. Where's that one from, Trevor?
I don't know. There's no markings on it.
I think it was a holiday, though. You know that one. That
do
one,
other people bring them back to
that one's from a holiday inn.
I got you that. I was away in Brighton. I got you that.
Yeah. The best Western there. In Brighton. Yeah. That's yours, yeah. Great, yeah. You can put that with the collection.
See, they have a hole in the corner, that one there.
I chewed that one. You can have that.
Right, so Trevor, you're doing well, buddy, with that.
You're well in there.
You're challenging chocolate wrapper.
Well in there.
Somebody says, I love key rings. I must have hundreds of them. Sheila in Shankill. Yeah, key rings, I suppose. That's a traditional thing that people, you know, if you somebody that you're obliged to bring something back to, but you don't really want to.
Hundreds of them. Hundreds now.
Yeah.
It's getting obsessive. We all have key rings we don't need lying around. But hundreds?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're bordering on it. You're on the borderline. Hundreds of key rings. How many keys do you have? The next question.
What about Alan and Claire? Knickers. Loads of them. And not my wife's either.
You calm down. Report you, I will.
Again, crime is what comes to mind.
Yeah, there's a very different thing between being boring and dull with a mad collection and being an actual local pervert who's grabbing knickers off a line. Tell you something. Calm down, you.
Dear, oh dear. Right, what else have we got? We're being dragged in a very strange direction here.
Oh my God.
Alex reckons he's got a collection of bongs and pipes.
Of course he does. There's nothing else going on. He's saying, get out of the house for a change, you lunatic. Sitting in there sucking gas.
Yeah. Well, oh my God, look gas. At this.
He shows you what I know, sucking gas.
James in Dublin, James Darcy in Dublin, has been on this. I think we may have found. Lads, I know a lad who collected all the wrappers off each individual Chewit from packs of Chewits.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, ding ding, it's a winner. Nobody's going to have a more boring collection of anything other than that.
That is extraordinary.
Wow. Individual Chewit wrappers. Oh, and you can only imagine how interesting they are, how much they must have changed over time, eh, Jim? I mean, honestly, who hasn't collected the odd Chewit wrapper here and there?
To be fair, they are different colours.
That is the most dull. That beats anything. There's literally nothing to see. There's never going to be a special edition individual Chewit wrapper. That is the dullest thing I have ever heard.
I think that's a winner.
That's it.
Yeah.
That is it.
Highlands, my better half collects thimbles, over 1,200 of the yolks, and small spoons from Ado and Leash.
And thanks, Tony the Greenkeeper. Doesn't PJ not collect other people's underpants?
Yeah, there is that, actually.
It was an accident.
There's somebody who collects the keys. If they got together, right, with the person who collects the key rings.
He collects keys, he finds on the ground. That's his... Oh, my God. Yeah. He beats the key ring person.
Yeah.
He's wandering around the beach.
Yeah, but he still doesn't beat the Chewit person.
He's walking around the beach. I think he does. He's actually putting effort into this. He's going out, looking. Oh, yeah. He wants Chewits, he's just going by them. He's there with his metal detector on the beach.
Metal detector!
Oh, I hope it's a chub.
Classic hits. Classic hits.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Pay attention, will you? Unbelievable.
Right, it's going to have to be something very special tomorrow. I absolutely wrecked that one. Oh my God, I was on form yesterday.
Yeah.
Thought it was on.
You've let yourself down.
I have.
You've let the show down.
I have.
Anyway.
I have done.
So let's do it.
I was obsessing over model airplanes. Mike was telling me he used to collect model airplanes. And then told me it was a huge industry, and I went into this sort of bored place.
Is that what happened? Yeah. You zoned out then all of a sudden, didn't you?
Oh, that's terrible. I'm sure it wasn't his fault. 580 quid is what we have for you on the Hit Bit this morning. All for you if you can tell us what bit of a hit is this. and then we'll give it to you. 580 quid. Ian Rutherford in Cork is on the phone for us. How are you, Ian? Hello, Ian.
Oh, sorry. That's my fault, Ian.
Oh,
that
my
was
God.
Okay.
Can
sorry,
you hear
I,
us?
I put up Mike's mic as opposed to putting up your line, but sorry about that. Ian, you're okay. You're there, yeah?
All right. Oh, good. Yes, I'm here.
Excellent.
Oh, my God.
Where's Ian? Hello. Is Ian in Australia, is he?
No, I'm here. Hello, can you hear me?
This is the maddest.
What? Hang on a second. Where is Ian? Just a matter of interest.
I don't know.
I'm in it. Hello.
Yes. Yes! I tell you what, Ian, let's cut straight to the chase. If you have a guess...
I'm so glad he's taking the heat off me for missing the singing.
If you have a guess, please give it to us right now.
John Farnham, Take the Pressure Down.
There he is, the man's on fire. John Farnham...
What was wrong with that? Poor Ian.
I mean, where is he? On the moon?
What's no, actually, he's... let me explain. He's on Inchidonny Beach right now.
Okay.
He's on a house swap, and the people from Inchidonny are in Sydney, so...
Yeah, but is he rooting his phone from Sydney? It's taking so long.
Yeah, he's off an Australian mobile, which still has a delay, which is really weird. So
it's probably going via Sydney.
He's connected to the Wi-Fi in his house over there.
Yeah.
Anyway, the guess is
John
Farnham,
you're the voice.
Oh, is it right? Is it right?
No.
No, it's not your voice.
What is it?
Ian, pipe down. We can't hear you.
Ian, look, stay out of it, Ian, okay? Right.
Oh, pressure. I can feel it. It's rising like the storm. You told me yesterday I had to do a lyric, not the title. That's a lyric of the damn thing.
Move on to the next caller. What was the guess, anyway?
John Farnham, Turn the Pressure Down.
Turn the Pressure Down.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay,
listen, yeah. Ian, great talking to you, buddy. Anyway, who's next?
Ian, are you all right? I just want to remind Ian.
It's too late. I've pulled his
I just want to remind
down.
Him that if you're still listening, Ian, 999 is the number over here if you need the Coast Guard on that beach. Or something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
Right, listen, Katrina.
It's going to be 8:30 before we get this going.
Hi, Katrina McCourt, who hopefully is all well and available in Kildare. How are you, Katrina?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, it's great to talk to you, Katrina. just to have you say anything as a start.
Are you okay, Katrina?
Yeah, perfect.
Good stuff, okay. Right. Let's get a guess from yourself and we'll try and get on before we do something mad. What do you think it is?
I think it's the Rocky theme tune, Eye of the Tiger.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, big favourite now. If I tell you, if this one's out to be right and you haven't spotted a PJ, you're in big
Let's
trouble.
Do it, Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, Mike.
Tell you what, tomorrow, lads, the money's going to be rising up. Because it's wrong.
Oh.
Absolutely worth a guess, Katrina. And good to get your guess.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
So good to talk to you.
Take care of yourself. Cheers.
Right, so it's not John Farnham and whatever the hell that song was.
That song that nobody other than Ian has ever heard of.
And it's not Survivor Eye of the Tiger. And Ian, we hope you are a survivor. Wherever you are out there, we wish you well.
God bless you. Right, for us on the way after 8, we got the Showstoppers in studio.
Yeah.
I know you might not know what that is, we're going to tell you.
I hadn't a clue until they all arrived and they've got a massive keyboard and there's loads of them. So here we go.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, and we've something kind of different for you. Well, certainly different for us, okay? Because we have got with us the Showstoppers. And basically, just to give you a little bit of background on this, okay, these guys have been performing at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival for over 10 years. They've got a BBC radio series under their belt. They've got an acclaimed West End run under their belt. And, excuse me, PJ Gallagher, an Olivier Award.
I know, yeah, but like, in fairness, getting an Olivier Award is probably easier than doing 11 years in Edinburgh, is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, Showstoppers, welcome. Good to have you here.
Hello.
Thank you so much indeed.
Hi. Thank you.
Now, the reason that you guys are with us is because there is something which is called Showstopper, the improvised musical.
Yeah, that's right.
Which sounds intriguing. How do you improvise a musical?
Well, it's exactly what it says on the tin. So we start the show, we get from the audience some ideas, we ask them where they want to see a musical set, and then we just make the whole thing up. The songs, the dancers, the scenes, absolutely everything. We just make it up and create a musical in front of their eyes.
So how long is the show traditionally run for? Because that's one question. It takes me like 2 years to write an hour of stand-up. You're just getting up and running something off the top of your head. It just sounds terrifying.
It's really great fun, though. It's really, it's just, it's... such an exciting thing for us.
Yeah, like, it's a bit of a roller coaster. It's a full two-act show, so it's two acts of 45 minutes, like a full West End musical.
Oh, my God.
I love the way you can plan two acts even though you don't know what's happening. You know, like, it's kind is it like an hour aside, or is it like, is it just trying to depend how you're feeling on the night?
It's 45-45, so we try and make sure that we hit so that the theatre knows what time to serve the drinks, basically. That's what we're working around there.
Oh, my God, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. The bar
the
rules.
Important part, that's what's important.
It's the most important thing in a theatre, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, just to give the guys credit, we're talking to Duncan Walsh Atkins, Andrew Pugsley, Ali James and Justin Brett. They are the showstoppers. And what way, I mean, do you guys have a sort of a system between you? I mean, obviously, we've got Duncan on the piano, okay, which you'll hear more of in just a second. But do you guys have like a system as to, you know, when a suggestion gets shouted out that you kind of think, oh, well, that's kind of Ali's ball game. Is that a thing?
We have like a fundamental principle in improvisation, which is to agree and then add. So anything that gets suggested by the audience or by one of the showstoppers or by the band in the showstoppers, then that will be absolutely agreed with and then built upon and developed into a full story.
Right.
So that's kind of how it works. It's through agreement and like really rating each other and being like, oh yeah, I'm on stage with a load of geniuses and the audience are awesome and let's build the show together.
We do that every morning, don't we? We walk in here and go, my God, it's so great to work with geniuses.
Yeah. Yeah. Our way of improvising is just fighting for 4 hours a day.
We should say as well, there are just four of us in the studio today, but our big show on the stage, we have another four cast members, so there are seven people on stage. We've got four people on the band, so it's like
okay, so we do the show together, okay? So and Mike obviously jumps in on the show every so often. And then as a result, right, you have to be kind of conscious of you know, cues of sorts, you know what I mean, and not talking over each other too much, although we failed dismally at that.
Yeah. But still trying.
But, I mean, how the heck, if you've got eight performers, how do you manage to not just clash into each other all the time?
Well, you listen really carefully. I think the main thing, we're very open to, our eyes are wide open, our peripheral vision is full on, our ears are full on. In that way, it's quite an exhausting show. Show finished, you go, oh my God, I'm knackered.
Yeah, you just concentrate really hard for 2 hours.
Basically.
It's essentially
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Right. Let us be your audience then. What do you need from us to do this performance then?
What we'd like is if we do a song for you, we'd just like a setting for that song. What's the song about? Where these characters find themselves?
Oh, wow.
At court?
In court, yeah.
Absolutely. Is that all right?
It's a legal setting, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, so you did like your past there.
Yeah, I'm just going with what I know.
Great. And why don't we do you in court then? Yeah. What crime are you accused of?
Oh,
crimes against comedy. No, come on.
I stole a kangaroo.
Yeah, fantastic. There's the theft of a kangaroo song. And do you have a favourite musical? Because we love to do songs like in the style of great musicals.
The only one I know is Les Mis.
Les Mis, fantastic. We will do a Les Mis song all about being in court for the theft of a kangaroo.
And now your freedom you have recused. For here, my man, you stand accused. There's no one else here accused but you. And the crime is the theft of a kangaroo.
All alone, you stand there in the rain. The zookeepers, you have caused so much pain. All alone, you stand there with pride. But what have you got to hide? What can I say? Me, I, PJ, accused of something brutal, the theft of a marsupial.
What can you say?
Me, I,
PJ,
accused of something brutal, the theft of
the
incredible.
The hard part is I actually do feel guilty and think I deserve the time. I think I deserve to go down for this one, to be honest with you.
That is fantastic. That is incredible. Literally just and flawless. First time.
Thank you.
That is, I am absolutely aghast at that. So where can people see you then? What is the, where's the show on? When is it running? What's the story? Give us the details.
We're at the Bordgosh Theatre from the 9th to the 11th of May. We've got a show every night, 7:30, and a Saturday matinee at 2:30.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in. That was extraordinary.
Thanks
to see.
For having us.
Thank Not you. At all. It was brilliant. Thanks. The Showstoppers, you got to see this in action for yourself, because you, I mean, people are going to assume that we tipped you off or whatever, but I guarantee you that was absolutely, totally off the cuff. Yep. It was brilliant.
Yeah, and I'm still feeling a little odd, so I can't wait to see the full show. Showstopper the musical, Bordgosh Unity Theatre. Thanks a million for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Get ready to play Caribbean Queens. With thanks to Cassidy Travel, voted Travel Agent of the Year, and Multitrip.com. Compare their costs and cover against competitors to find out why they're Ireland's favourite travel insurance provider. Classic Hits.
Yeah, it looks like we're having a good run. Mike's just told us that he thinks our qualifier from yesterday, our contestant from yesterday, went on to become the qualifier for yesterday with a score of 8. There which we is kind were. Of a surprise, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. That's what I was saying. I was kind of optimistic, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because as we go through the celebrities, it gets a little bit harder and harder, right? Mm. So I was optimistic with 8. I'll be honest with you. Well, I'm happy with that, yeah.
It looks like it worked out that way. It's all about identifying our Caribbean queens, famous female celebrities. 60 seconds to do it in. You cannot pass. You must have a go at all of them, and whoever scores the most in the 60 seconds for that day goes into the draw on Good Friday, 19th of April. PJ and myself will make that winning phone call, and somebody wins what is the most fantastic,
oh my God,
holiday prize you've ever heard. It's just incredible.
It's actually stupid.
It's brilliant. Return flights for two to Miami, staying overnight with Cassidy Travel, 7 nights in a balcony cabin, the brand new luxurious Sky Princess cruise ship with Princess Cruises, stopping off in the likes of the Cayman Islands and Honduras and Mexico, and then, of course, the Multitrip.com travel insurance policy for two as well.
It's how Russian billionaires live.
Absolutely.
You get to live like a Russian oligarch for a while. It's amazing.
Incredible. Right, who's going to have a go?
It's going to be Lisa Wilson. She's in Dublin this morning. How are you, Lisa?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Not bad at all, Lisa. How are you today? What's their plans?
Working.
Oh, God, you sounded a bit exasperated, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, it's my Friday today, so that's not too bad.
Oh, that's good for you. Yeah. Has it been a long week?
It has. It's been a very long week.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get through for this competition. It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, right.
But it is one of those, isn't it?
Well, now we have to really, we have to give you a good... How are you? Are you good with the celebrities? Is that a thing?
Not too bad.
Right.
Give it a go.
Right, Sal.
That sounds good to us. Right, 60 seconds. You cannot pass as many as you can possibly get, Lisa. We've got our fingers crossed. The very best of luck. Here we go.
She's an actress that was married to Chris Evans.
Billy Piper.
Yeah, she was in the Spice Girls, known as Baby Spice.
Emma Bunton.
Yeah, but she was in the Carry On movies. She's a bit sick now.
Barbara Windsor.
She was a supermodel. She was the black supermodel, famous in the day.
Naomi Campbell.
She was in Desperate Housewives.
Carrie Hatcher.
No, it's the other one. She's the Latina.
Oh, Eva Longoria.
That's the one. She was in Bird Box on Netflix.
Emma Stone.
No, she was in The Blind Side and Ocean's 8, Black Hair.
Melissa McCarthy.
She sounds like she's a baby.
Yeah,
bull.
Her surname is like a sort of a cow thing.
Sandra Bullock.
Yes! That's it. She's a Welsh singer.
What's her name? Catherine Jenkins.
No, the other.
Church.
She's an actress, isn't she?
Did she do the one with Tom Jones? Is that one?
Catherine.
Darling Buds of May.
Matthews.
Darling Buds of May.
Pardon?
Darling Buds of May.
Lisa Jones.
Yes.
Oh, she's not the singer. It's All Cried Out and Is This Love?
Done.
Oh. Can I give her one more? Because Catherine Zeta-Jones isn't a singer.
Yeah, you threw me off there.
That's my fault. Catherine Zeta-Jones is not a singer. It's not her fault.
I'm looking to Mike.
It's not her fault.
She's a famous singer, a Welsh singer.
I said a famous Welsh singer, and that's Tom Jones.
Mike, it's can we have a ruling?
Yeah, no, but PJ, I don't think you're getting the game. That's your fault.
And she shouldn't suffer because of my fault.
You're it's not right, PJ.
Is it?
You're playing for her.
Okay, I'm going to give you one more.
Oh, my God.
Breakfast at Tiffany's, an actress from back in the day.
Audrey Hepburn.
That's the one.
Right, okay.
Did she get Alison Moyet there that I said?
Did she get Alison Moyet?
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
I didn't even know.
No, I heard her. Yes, she got. Yeah, I heard her.
I didn't even hear you give the clue for Alison Moyet.
All Cried Out and Is This Love? All Cried Out.
Okay, I'm not even.
Hold on a minute.
I'm not even going to give the score. I don't know how many you've got.
Let me just say, if you didn't hear it and I didn't say it, how did she know it? Right? So she's right. She's right.
Right, we're going to go with a score of 9.
Are we going with 9? Right, we're going with 9.
Score.
Great. I don't even
great
know.
Great score, Lisa.
Not sure if I was even present for most of that.
That's brilliant.
To be honest.
Great score, Lisa. That was fantastic. So that's a score 12 to beat later on today. No, score 9. Yeah, I know.
Right, take care, Lisa. That. Have a good one.
You did
thanks
it.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye
then.
Right.
Skin of my pants. Eh? Yeah. What do you think about that? What do you think about that?
I don't know what to think.
I tell you, it's fair. I think it's fair. I do. I think it's fair. I don't think anybody listening would say that. I mean, she's given the wrong information. What can she do with it? Right?
You're right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You can't give someone a bag of potatoes and say, make me a steak. She did what she could do. She was given the right ingredients and she knew the answer.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next girl gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So our prize this week is courtesy of the Shearwater Hotel and Spa in Galway. They've given us a two-night family stay, a perfect family stay, just a click away at the four-star shearwaterhotel.com. So should you win it, you'll get breakfast each morning, of course, a meal on an evening of your choice. You get a €20 spa credit to use their fabulous spa facilities. The kids, they get free passes to the kids' club. And of course, it's all in the family-friendly hotel. They've got a 20-meter swimming pool, the kids' club I mentioned, newly refurbished as well and located there in Ballinasloe, County Galway. So as it stands, a fantastic prize. But for some people think that's not enough.
No.
And if you were listening during the week, you'll know that PJ Gallagher questioned whether or not you could get a carvery and whether or not you could get an afternoon tea. So yeah, to be fair to the Shearwater Hotel,
I love
Hotel
the way I'm
spa,
being vilified for asking the question, do they serve two different types of things?
Well, and they came back, the Shearwater Hotel and Spa in Galway, they came back and they said, yes, we do. We do a carvery on a Sunday. And indeed, we do award-winning afternoon tea. And then you said, what did you say? Yeah, but could I have them together at the same time?
He was merely an I wondered.
So again, the Shearwater Hotel and Spa in Galway, they came back and they said, yes, PJ, because it's you, because you're an international famous celebrity.
Oh, for the love of God.
You can have your afternoon tea and your carvery at the same time. And then he says, "As that, so literally, I mean, that's not enough." So then he says, yeah, but could I have it in the jacuzzi?
Yeah, but that, yeah,
so
no,
literally,
grand, yeah,
literally,
it's a curiosity.
I am reading now from the latest reply from the Shearwater Hotel and Spa in Galway. Okay, and again, because you are an internationally renowned superstar and famous celebrity, they have invited you, PJ Gallagher, to stay, and they will serve you afternoon tea and a carvery dinner in the jacuzzi. Now
they did not.
It's there. Read it for yourself on the email.
Not. Oh, I don't.
Now, are you happy?
That's a. Are you actually messing? Are you serious?
Oh my God. It's in your own email.
I don't read them. Oh, that's amazing.
So you can have afternoon tea and a carvery dinner in the jacuzzi and then stay at the Shearwater Hotel in Spa and Galway.
Oh,
now, can they do any more for you?
Yes. Can Jim come and watch? Because I want Jim. Will you, if Jim comes and watches and you won't promise not to serve him.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm giving up. Who's going
to
play for their own prize?
I am doing that, by the way. I am doing that. Can we, before we go any further, if that's a genuine offer,
it's there.
I'm definitely
in black and white.
Oh, lads, it's going to be the best. We're going to have to broadcast live from that. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Shearwater Hotel. Eric Brennan in Dublin, slightly less of a treat for you if you win this, but hopefully a great one. How are you, Eric?
How are you, lads? How's it going?
All good. You?
Not bad. Now just have a day off today, so a few little errands to run, but said I'd have a go at the quiz for the change instead of answering it in the car.
Yeah, why good not stuff. Now, it's not easy. 13 the score to beat, so we're going to need you to be quick off the mark, I guess. 14 or more is what you need. Are you a good quizzer anyway?
When I'm on my own, I am, PJ, but sure, we'll see how it goes.
I know that feeling, yeah.
And by the way, Eric, if you do manage to win this prize, please don't be as fussy as PJ Gallagher when you go down to the hotel, okay?
Yeah.
Well, I'd happily get into the jacuzzi with PJ and have afternoon tea.
And a carvery.
So we can have it together.
And a carvery, yeah. Why not?
Eric, right. I'll tell you something.
Well, let's see if we can give you that option.
You never know, Eric. We may be there before you know it.
PJ, you know, Rovers and Balls thing, we're like the odd couple.
Oh my God. Afternoon tea and a carvery with a Rover supporter in a jacuzzi.
It'll be the first ever Dublin Derby afternoon tea.
Wow, that is worth broadcasting. Right, listen, 60 seconds, Eric. Very best of luck. Here we go.
Belts, bags and jewellery worn to complete an outfit are known as what? A?
Accessories.
Yeah, what's the capital of Indonesia?
Pass.
Jakarta. In Roman numerals, what letter represents 1,000?
M.
Yeah, in the Forbidden City and the Summer Palace are located in what Chinese city?
Shanghai.
It's Beijing. Complete the proverb. Proverb. Charity begins at
home.
Complete the title of this Alfred Hitchcock thriller. Dial M for what?
Mortar.
The Merlot grape is used to produce what type of wine? Is it red or white?
Red.
What type of fruit is traditionally served with cream at Wimbledon?
Strawberries.
A gherkin is a small variety of what salad ingredient?
Cucumber.
What A is a device which has rows of beads used to make calculations?
An abacus.
In families, what is the female equivalent of a nephew?
A niece.
Complete this title of the 2005 Oscar-winning documentary, March of the what?
Penguin.
In which joint of the human body would a cruciate ligament be found?
The knee.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
well
tell you
done.
Something, it was just a star tripped you up a bit. You were flying when you got going.
Yeah, I had joy poured in my head and then when you said you kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know. I probably would have said Gel Frazee myself, so it doesn't...
Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 all the same.
See, that's a good score. Any other week,
score.
That's a really good score, Eric.
Absolutely. Listen, Eric, that was a brave effort. It really was. You came close.
Today,
just a couple of ones at the start that were a bit sticky. But listen, well done for having a go. Fair play to you.
Thanks, lads.
Cheers, man. No, take care of yourself.
We'll have to have that Derby jacuzzi another day, Eric.
definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Afternoon tea, home and away. That's what you want to be doing, yeah. Take care, Eric. Well, cheers, buddy.
Thanks, lads.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Right, so there we go. That's 13 still the score to beat, but it is doable. I mean, Eric gave it a blooming good go, in fairness.
And don't forget, we got up as far as 18 one day.
Absolutely.
So that's unbelievable stuff.
Join us tomorrow. Final chance to play the breakfast table quiz tomorrow if you want to have a go at beating that score of 13. And who knows what sort of ridiculous kind of demands PJ Gallagher will make.
Space, a final frontier.
You want to listen to it all, don't you?
I do, yeah. I was hoping we'd get an episode in, to be honest with you. I love it all of that. I love that so much.
You love Star Trek is your big thing, isn't it?
I do love Star Trek. I love it, yeah. Although I'll never be happy until we find aliens out there that speak English and kiss Captain Kirk in the face, because that's what happened in every episode. I still find it exciting times to think about, right? And as you'd be aware, unless you're under a rock, if you're walking around the shops today, the front page of nearly all the papers is the picture of the black hole. It's not a picture of Brexit. It is a picture of a black hole in space.
Yeah. Nor is it a picture of the FAI's bank accounts. It is an actual black hole in space.
It is a black hole in space. The first time it's ever happened. Now, I will admit, right, I was a little underwhelmed. I remember thinking this, oh my God, what is this going to look like? What is it going to be? And hearing a black hole for the first time ever. You know, 104 years, they're sort of sorting out quantum gravity and how the laws of the universe and trying to confirm what we kind of already knew, but trying to confirm it.
Yeah.
And to see a picture of a black hole, I thought, Jesus, this is going to be amazing, right? And I looked at the picture and I thought, that's like a Krispy Kreme donut in the oven. And not even a very good picture
of
one.
Give us a look at one.
You haven't seen the picture, right? It's like a Krispy Kreme donut heating up in the oven. You know when you're wondering if your food is properly heated
actually,
and you shoot the torch of your phone to look through the window?
It looks like a really blurry peach. If you've cut a peach in half and the stone is still in the middle and it's a bit blurry.
Yeah. There's a bit of that. It's a bit like a Super Sayer picture from the 70s or something. So I was like kind of underwhelmed, right?
Yeah.
So I went off the grid with the papers and I started trying to looking for articles about why is it such a big deal, right?
Yeah.
And I found this one. It's a radio astronomer, right? And he says, in his own words, this is huge news. And he goes, I know we say that a lot in astronomy, but honestly, he goes, we're so lucky to live in this exciting time. He says, first of all, while the existence of black holes has been accepted for a very, very long time, it's just almost been impossible to see them, right? So we basically never had a single image. So they had to use... When they point out how hard it was to even get a picture of it, right?
Because it doesn't look that... it doesn't look that scary. You know the way they say nothing can exist, not even light can escape and all that.
And then you hear it's 3 million times the size of Earth and you go, here.
Yeah.
You think you get a picture of that with your phone.
Yeah.
But that's not how it works. That's not how it works. So the hazy red ring is a glowing gas. So it's not actually a picture of the black hole you're looking at. It's the event horizon. Because you can't take a picture of the black hole because all matter, including light, goes in and never comes out. So what you see is the event horizon. So it's as far as you can see before. It's the matter that's basically about to get sucked into it, right?
Wow.
So they had to create the image using 8 radio telescopes. And it backs up Einstein's 1915 theory of general relativity. But I tried to read to understand more. I really wanted to get into this. I really did.
Yeah.
I really, really did. And I found these articles and I've been reading them. And I follow it, right? And then it gets into this thing called gravitational singularity and relativistic jets. And then I went, I haven't a bleeding clue what's going on here. Right? And that is the moment I went, I preferred it when it was a donut.
Yeah.
Right? So there's this Event Horizon telescope, and it talks about all of that, and it talks about how it's 25,000 light years away, and the M87 black hole, on the other hand, is 1,700 times bigger, and why we're not looking at that one. And again, I thought,
there's a black hole on the M87?
Yeah.
Is that near the N7?
And that's what I thought.
Wow.
And it turns out, again, I didn't have a J's is what it was on. So then, they're saying that even just getting this picture should be worthy of getting the Nobel Prize. And
really?
That we should really, yeah. And that to look at, to get this picture, it was as difficult, right? They were saying, as setting up 8 different camera telescopes from here to Hawaii, right? To get a look and a good look as an orange that's resting on the far side of the moon.
That's
how difficult it is to see this. And then I thought to myself, honestly, I'd be more impressed with a picture of an orange on the moon.
Yeah. Kind of me too, actually.
I would have thought. Yeah, yeah. Now, that is something really incredible.
Yeah.
If you used 8 camera phones to get a good picture of an orange on the moon, I'd be there, jeez, man, there's something in this.
You're a genius.
And then I looked again at the picture of the black hole, and all I see is a donut. And I don't understand gravitational singularity or relativistic jets and the Event Horizon telescope.
Wow.
And as far as I know, there's no aliens up there.
It's been lost on you, basically.
It's kind of lost on me. And I was very excited until I knew more about it. So here, my recommendation is, ignorance is bliss. The less you know about the black hole, the better.
Yeah. Mind you, there is one potential benefit.
What's
that? You know the way, so a black hole, nothing can exist.
It
crushes everything. Nothing can escape. Not even light can escape from a black hole.
Yeah.
Just maybe you found the solution to this.
Oh my God. Can you believe? That's what happens when you go into a black hole. You go in and you think it's nothing for a second. And then all of a sudden, it's this ginger gasper singing at you.